Blog Talk Radio.
We spent it all as we went along, never looking forward or back. The candles were burned from the middle to the end. Then we gradually drowned in the wax. We slow danced in the kitchen by candlelight. It was the last night we were both whole. Then the sickness like a shadow came upon us. For you, it came and took your body. For me, it kidnapped my soul. And just like the dried wax, we crumbled into tiny little pieces that blew away. The world would never know we existed without this candle I lit today. Every kiss and touch remains holy. The memories refuse to even bend. But what stays with me most is the crumbling and how I let us down in the end. The seasons come and go without notice. I still hear your voice, but no longer hear mine. I know the day will come that I smile once more, but you won't be there when my eyes start to shine. Now we slow danced in the kitchen by candlelight. It was the last night we were both whole. Then the sickness like a shadow came upon us. You, it came and took your body. Me, it kidnapped my soul. And just like the dried wax, we crumbled into tiny little pieces that blew away. The world would never know we existed without this candle I lit today.
What I need, what I need. I need her to be brilliant enough to play chess with me. Not to move wood pieces, but to get me through this battlefield. I am stuck on a beach called Normandy, shooting at pain and grief. And if she be my cavalry, I will march to battle to fight for her love and happiness readily. March with a rifle called faith against the enemy defiantly. Reassure her love against the opposition tirelessly. So when the battlefield is quiet, the enemy is pushed back utterly. The only cries from her is ecstasy when I make my minimes. Secure a perimeter around her faith with my infantry. Until I build a fort of soldiers that fight for us loyally. So tomorrow, next week, year or 50, I want you to hear the name Intellect, no, Almond Sterling, and think he fought for me. Might be uncanny, but ain't a girl not still thinking of me. Might be vain, but ain't a girl get the D ever going to forget me. And this I promise now, tomorrow, and peace times are warring. I am the general of the army fighting for your love tirelessly.
And we are on live. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ink Spot Radio Show Open Mic Night. It is yours truly, Miss Indigo Soul. It is a wonderful night here in New York, a beautiful night for poetry. And as I can see, everyone is ready. We have a bunch of callers here ready to recite, and I am ready for them. Hello, everyone. Another Saturday night of beautiful poetry. I can't wait to get it started. But as you know, I have to say a couple of words, give an introduction before we get ready. So first of all, thanks to everyone who has already called in. We have a whole bunch of guys. I appreciate you guys. Thanks to everyone listening online. I do appreciate you. Okay, so as you know, we do it every Saturday. It's open mic night, 90 minutes. The show is on until 11:30. And it's open mic. Everyone is welcome to call in and recite whatever you want to recite. So get out your books, get out your pens, pad, old poetry, whatever you got. Bring it. Tonight is open mic night, and I want to hear you guys recite. Some of you guys I haven't heard in a long time. We got some new callers. Man, this is going to be a great show, and I'm ready. So before we do start, let me give out the phone number for people who want to call in and recite. The number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-787-8428. Once again, 646-787-8428. Call in and recite your poetry. Yes. Last week we didn't have a show, and a couple of you guys were upset with me. It's okay. We on tonight. So if you didn't get a chance to call in last week, make sure you show up tonight, guys. I'm waiting for y'all. I want to hear some beautiful poetry. I missed you guys. Okay, we're going to have a great show. Also, if you can't call in, you can send in your poetry, and I will recite it for you guys. And thanks to everyone who has sent in some written poems thus far. The email address, guys, to send in your written pieces, also spoken word audios, and thanks to those who have sent those in too. The email address is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Send in, you still have time, send in your spoken word audios to be played on the show, and also send in your written pieces, and I will recite them, and that's how we're going to do this show tonight. So, let's get it started, okay? We got plenty of callers, so we're going to get this open mic night going. The first reciter, he's his first time calling. He's actually representing New York. So happy for that. His name is William Washington. Okay, so we're going to bring him on. This is his first time. I've been following him on Facebook. He has some great videos he puts up, so he has some nice work. And I'm so excited to hear him. So we're going to bring him on right now, hauling in the building. Okay, so let's bring on Mr. William Washington. William, sir, hello.
Hey, hello, and good evening.
Good evening to you, and thank you for calling for your first time. I do appreciate it. Welcome.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. I'm so blessed to be here with you. You know,
it's awesome.
Like I said, anytime it's a first time, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yes, we are excited. But since we all don't know you, I do know you because I follow you on Facebook. I would like for you to introduce yourself and let everybody know about you and your work. Would you do that?
Oh, thank you. I'm William Wawa Washington, spoken word artist, mentor, and author of the Nigger Chronicles, the mispronunciation of who I am. And you can find me on Facebook under William Washington. That's basically it.
Okay. So, Mr. William Washington, tell us what you're going to recite for us tonight.
Well, I have a short dedication to my nappy-haired, dark-skinned goddesses, queens, sisters, who are oftentimes overlooked in society.
Okay.
So I have something for them tonight.
Okay, here we go. What is this called?
Okay. Somewhere there's a black-skinned woman, if I may.
Here we go.
Somewhere there's a black-skinned woman. She is African, African-American, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Mexican, Haitian, etc. She is beautiful, though oftentimes neglected, for she of a lighter hue. She laments, what's a dark-skinned sister to do? Especially when the man she loves the lighter you. They tried to change her through a process called a process. Straightening combs, hair relaxers, wigs and weaves. In your natural, they don't believe. When you're abused, the scars they can't see. Spending more time praying for love than the lighter she. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy me. There was a black-skinned woman who first refused to give up her seat on the bus, so they changed the scenario to Rosa Parks, always putting the light before the dark. When they shop, they don't shop for Blackie Lee. They shop for the diamond that is she. cleaned and polished a 14-carat sheet. Fuck the lump of coal that would be thee. Oh, how she cries, what about me? They casted a light-skinned actress to play the role of the black-skinned legendary activist singer, the late, great Nina Simone. Nina sang young, gifted, and black. Not young, gifted, and brown. Not young, gifted, and tan. Not young, gifted, and beige. Nina sang young, gifted, and black. Young, gifted, and black. Young, gifted, and black. That's where it's at. America, please give beauty back. It's black. For black beauty has been in the background for far too long. Somewhere there's a neglected black-skinned woman, unrecognizable in her lighter hue. Somewhere, my queen, there is you. And boom.
Yes. That was empowering. That was very empowering. You know what? That inspired me. I'm feeling that. We need more. No, I'm serious. We need more poems like that as a people.
Thank you so much.
We need to hear things like that every day. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed that.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's William Washington, ladies and gentlemen. Please say the name of that piece one more time.
Somewhere there's a black-skinned woman.
Yes. I love it. Thank you so much for
God
that.
Bless.
Very empowering. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So William Washington started the show off so right with the empowering piece. Somewhere there's a beautiful black woman. Everywhere. I love that. Thank you so much for that one. I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good right now.
So am I.
I'm
Thank
feeling
you so
good.
Much.
All right. I appreciate you so much. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. Okay. So the next caller we have is my friend. He's been here for actually quite some time. Actually, We're going to go to the next caller. He's taking a little time to get himself prepared, so we're going to go straight down to the next caller in order by which you came. I have area code 604. Okay, we're going to bring on 604 and see what lovely words we have here, okay? And before we do that, let me once again thank you to everyone who's called in thus far, everyone listening online. Let me give the number. We have a whole bunch of callers, and I want more and more people to call in and continue to support. So let me give you number one more time. The number, ladies and gentlemen, to call in is 646-787-8428. Call in and recite. Get the show going, okay? I've got some written pieces, too, okay, that we're going to read to. Shout out to those people who actually sent in those. I got some spoken word audio. Man, we got it going tonight. I am loving it. I'm still riding high off of William Washington's piece right now. Okay, so we're going down the line. Okay. We're going to go to 604 in a minute. Okay. But what before we actually do go there, I'm going to flip it a little bit and go to an audio. We're going to go to spoken word audio. I have several, and I want to try to get some of these on. So we're going to go to spoken word audio. Then when we come back, we will continue, okay, with the recitals. It is the Inkspot Radio Show, Indigo Soul Open Mic Night. We will be back. The name of this piece, spoken word audio, is called Junkie by Cruel Intentions, okay? So let's listen to that. We'll be right back, guys. Spoken word, Cruel Intentions, Inkspot Radio Show. We will be back.
Back in my youth, I'd say about 9. His brother coerced me to join him as he did a few lines. He took me to this place of dark candlelit gloom, full of darkly dressed characters strewn about the room. Quiet hush came with each who did lines furthering their doom. Soon after soon the cypher had went round the room. It was my turn and a hush fell within the gloom. All eyes on me in this dimly lit room, and the voice said, "Do you, son, take your time while Charlemagne groom. Let the brother do his line." Nervous, of course, I jumped in head first. It was cool, then it hit me. Man, this blew my mind. Reaction time, quick, and that feeling inside. And when I was done, I just laid back feeling real fine. Ran through my lines like a vet. And although this here was my first time, it didn't take long, but at the time, to its effects, I was blind. This new drug slowly took over my mind, softly deepening its hooks as I did line after line. Now this current affliction to my addiction is a life caught up in words, nouns, and verbs, on street corners peddling alphabets and phrases while the sensation of my mind spills out on the composition pages. High as a kite, free as a bird, pen in hand, and over the things I've learned, the tables have turned. Got you hooked. Now I'm that poet out hustling nouns, verbs, and rhythmic hooks. Cypher's come round and now it's your turn. Lift thy pen and commence to pushing that word. You understand now? My choice of drug is poetry. Of cruel intentions, y'all.
Word. It is Indigo Soul Live. We are back on. That was a piece, ladies and gentlemen, by Cruel Intentions. We're back, and we're going to go back to the lines. We have so many callers. Thank you, guys. I see you guys. I want to say, for all who are listening, that's fine. But anyone who is calling up to recite, please press 1 so then I can go in order and I can bring you on by the order in which you call. So press 1 if you're reciting. If you're listening, that's fine. That's cool. Okay. So press 1 if you want to recite. We're going to go to the next recital. And this is a lovely, lovely, lovely young lady who has been calling in for the last couple of weeks. She's awesome. Her name is Cynthia. And she has a beautiful voice. I love when she recites. We're going to bring on Cynthia right now. Okay. And she's going to recite for us. So let's bring on Miss Cynthia so she can give us some wonderful words. Okay. Cynthia.
Hi, Indigo.
How are you, Cynthia?
I am loving the show. Such powerful pieces.
Yes, William Washington started off with a beautiful piece, and now we are waiting for you to come and follow and give us something beautiful as well, okay? So tell us what you have for us tonight.
This is called The Summer We Never Had. In the summer we never had, there is time for endless evenings of coffee and poetry amid the spark of fireflies in the city heat. As voices from late night gatherings on porches drift in open windows, I no longer pretend you're in my room just to study. We are no longer pending on outside approval, only the potential we elevate in each other. In the summer we never had, I don't have to be anything more than I am, and it doesn't matter that my hair finds its way into dreadlocks. There is red wine and passion, daisies that last the night. My single bed is luxurious enough, and I never have to get over you. I taste forever how it would have been and never let you go. End poem.
Yes, the supper we never had. How beautiful. I love the way you read. You have a nice, smooth voice when you read. The words just flow so lovely. I like that. That was nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Very enjoyable. Can you tell me what inspired you to write that?
That's for that guy back in my 20s who I didn't get to be with. So the guy I thought was my destiny and being separated by circumstances beyond our control. And I dedicate that to everyone who's missing someone.
Definitely, definitely. We've all been there before, so I can definitely relate. Thank you for sharing that. That was lovely. That's someone we've never had. Beautiful.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure. And if we do have time, you can stick around. If we do have time, I will bring you back for another one if you have, okay?
All right. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you so much. So Cynthia recited such a lovely summer, kind of a love poem. I enjoyed that. So thank you, Cynthia, very much. Before that, we had William Washington with the Empowering Peace for our people. I enjoyed that one about the beautiful black women. Okay, and we're going to keep it going. We're having a lovely, we have some lovely recitals, beautiful pieces here. Very, and I'm enjoying each and every one. We're going to go to the next recital, okay, straight down the line we're going. And we're going to a gentleman, but I believe this is his first time calling. His name is Philip. So we're going to bring on Philip. And he's representing Kentucky. That Kentucky in here. So, Philip, hello.
Hello, Indigo Soul. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Oh, I am quite well. It's marvelous to have a new platform to share poetry, and I thank you kindly for the opportunity.
Oh, yes, you're more than welcome. And I am so happy that you are here. Always love to support beautiful talents like yourself. So excited. First time calling, welcome, and I am ready to hear what you have for us. But before you begin,
right,
I would like for you, before you decide, please introduce yourself, because this is your first time. Let everybody know a little bit about Philip, okay?
Oh, certainly. My name is Philip Matthew Roberts. You can find me on Facebook. I am simply described as a writer. That's what I do with most of my time. And when I'm not doing that, I'm usually watching movies. And when I'm not doing that, I'm probably sleeping or eating. So pretty simple.
Definitely. I know. I do that sometimes myself. Okay, so can you please let us know what kind of poem are you going to recite for us tonight?
Well, sure. I let others designate the kind of poetry. I just try to stick to, you know, what interests and enthuses me. And, you know, this is one of my most recent pieces, and that's exactly why I've chosen it for tonight.
Okay. And what is the title?
Yes, I am sort of known for giving lengthy titles, so here's my title. While patiently anticipating sleep, quietly the rage that smolders resumes until sweaty ague engulfs all charted constellations that once acted as mythologized chaperones.
And that's just the title. Okay. All right, I'll stop that.
Let's see if I can back up that title with some lines, all right? So
yes,
here we go. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. All right. Returns again at that uncertain hour when broken clocks display idle numbers tolling nowhere. This grave absence that summons unrestrained doubles, multiplied cacophonous by ink-blot abysses, interpreted apathetically as apes palming phrenological skulls. Nadirs newly lowered beneath sedimentary rock-bottom precipice crags opened anew like defiled mothers whose puissant sons reign. Grimaces witnessed in toothless maws of wantonness born of exclusive boredom, known intimately by Caligula and emboldened fellow tyrants, modernity replicates, crowned prouder than laureled thorns, their lascivious successes older than written history. Untouched brides who wed infidelities, licentious as lawless, these minotaurs careening virile and glands glistened through lactiferous moon glossy labyrinths of impaled guffaws, hideous cackles heard behind anonymous masks worn solely by common men who behave in ways the weak allow. cavalier antiheroes on horseback, galloping under porphyry dusks, dimly luminous above mountainous promises of propaganda mistaken for prophecy, embellished around genocidal wishes. Innate others inbred inside singed psyches, reciting rhapsodies about the lurid profane, singing dirges at valedictorian assemblies where the white-clad are hallucinated red as fresh-plucked rosebuds or minstrel first blood. Fearful resonances of unanimous voices, seismic among solidarity's bloodlust civilians, mirrored in adroitly armed bellicose militias, invoking dread from revelations. Spectral shades entombed by centuries, chanting cadaverous stanzas whose choruses echo the trauma wards hid somewhere within solipsism's severed depths. Unanswered de profundis, shallowed by hulling heresies, repeated incessant refrains of inane, spittle-lipped grotesqueries, lost in debauched cathedrals, where those few who remain solemn neither speak nor dares listen until the requiem mass chaos awakens consciousness once more, wandering column-lined catacombs as shackled umbilical twins, ethereally imprisoned to undulant fantasies, cresting onward, unrepentant, the undertow oceanic subconscious, desiccated and rediscovered in realms eternally resurrected. And there it is.
Wow. I just learned at least 15 new words by listening, at least 15 new words by listening to that. But you have a unique kind of a way that you put your words together. I like, your style is unique. I like that. What you do is you use a lot of very, very vivid kind of words. People would say they're big words, but they're vivid. And it kind of displays what you're saying. I like that. I saw a lot of different things in there. First of all, I saw 15 new words that I didn't know, but a nice, unique image. It added some imagery to it. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I like, I love a very, very, very deep vocabulary. I like when people use words like that. You have a nice rhythm. You have a nice style to your words, and you are the only one who uses a title, which is almost a mini poem in a title. So this is very, very different. But I enjoy it. Very different.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And I only make the titles the way they are to hopefully benefit the reader who is curious enough to take the time with my poetry. And, you know, and I love all words, big or small. So, you know.
Definitely. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Different.
Oh.
And I enjoyed that.
I appreciate
so
that
much.
Indigo
mm-hmm.
soul. Oh, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Cheers.
Okay. Before you do leave, could you say the title one more time? I just love it. The title of the poem
yes.
one more time.
Yes, certainly. The title, while patiently anticipating sleep, quietly the rage that smolders resumes until sweaty ague engulfs all charted constellations that once acted as mythologized chaperones.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the title of that poem. Very beautiful. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to you coming by and reciting again and again. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
You too. Philip, that was wonderful. Okay, so we had a very unique and different type of poem from Philip, and that was wonderful. We're going to keep it going. I'm very intrigued tonight. I'm enjoying this, man. It's awesome. We're going to go to the next caller. We have a whole bunch of callers in right now. Thank you guys for being patient. We're going straight down the line. And remember, if you're just listening, that's fine. But if you want to recite, please press 1, okay? And we'll bring you on. So we're going to the next caller, and that is a friend of mine. This is his first time calling. So excited to hear him call in and recite. So we're going to bring him on. His name is Terrell. Terrell, you are on, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am wonderful, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it. First
thank
time. Welcome. I am ecstatic. Yes, sir. And before you do recite, you can introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are, because I know you already, but everybody else doesn't. So
do absolutely. Well, my name is Terrell McBride. People who know me call me T or Mac. And I just write for fun. And I consider myself just a person who is just in love with the art of writing and the art of poetry. So I'm excited to share tonight some stuff that I normally only share, like, in the confines of, like, my church or in my home. So this is really my first time sharing anything like this in this type of form. So we shall see what comes of it.
Okay. So can you give us the title of this poem?
Yes, I'm going to spit a poem I entitled I Still Love Her.
Okay. I Still Love Her. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Terrell is going to recite I Still Love Her. Here we go.
I still love her. I met this girl back in 83, and from day one, it was her and me. She was crazy wild. She stood out from the rest. She had substance and style. I was mesmerized by her grimy beauty. I wanted to be with her forever. People used to talk to her. People used to try to talk to her. They got shot down because they never had the courage to walk with her. She made grown men fear. Trying to approach her was like accepting a challenge in a game of truth or dare. It doesn't matter how many girls I visit. No girl could ever measure up to her. And when I have a daughter, guess what I'm naming her? Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Brooklyn. I didn't want to leave you, but I got caught up in some stuff that was illegal. I love so much, I never let you leave me. That's why I shout you out all the time. I hope you see it. I know things change, but I hope you never do. I hope you maintain your wild personality, but bring down your weapon casualties. I hope you still let movies use you as a backdrop that the world can continue to see you, to burrow with drive and ambition no one could ever stop. Keep bridging the gap between reality and pretend. Continue to expose those plans, those whose plans are sinister. Brooklyn, Jigga may be your king, but I'm your prime minister. I still love her. Thank you.
What? Yo, I love that. And you know why I love that? I'm going to tell you why I love that. First of all, because it's Brooklyn. And that's where it's from. And we grew up together, so you know I love that. And I like the style of that because that actually reminds me of a couple of songs that actually were written that way. Common did one like that. A couple of people did that. I think Jay-Z did a few. So I kind of like that. And I'm actually writing. What's funny is I'm actually writing a poem similar to that. Not called Brooklyn, but called New York, actually. So I did enjoy that. No, I didn't even know you had that in you. And I've known you for years, man. So that was a very dope.
I appreciate you.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
You.
Hey, you are welcome to come back on here anytime, okay?
I will do that.
Anytime. All right. So that was Terrell McBride with the beautiful, beautiful piece that's dedicated to Brooklyn. Loved it. And before that, Philip from Kentucky recited a super long poem title, a beautiful piece. And that was great. We have so many other callers. We got so many callers here. We're going to keep it going because I want to get all of you guys on. And we're under an hour remaining in the show. So I want to get all of you guys on. Okay. And we're going to keep it going. And I thank everyone for calling in tonight. And also those listening online. I do appreciate you. And anyone else wanting to call, you are more than welcome to do that. The number is 646-787-8842. Call in, ladies and gentlemen, and recite. We have a wonderful night going. Beautiful stuff. Also, if you can make it to call in, of course, you can send in your pieces to be recited. Okay. The email address for that is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Send in your pieces, spoken word audios. We're going to bring you on. Guys, I see you. Thank you for being patient. I see you guys in the line, make sure you press 1. If you are reciting, if you're just listening, that's fine, too. I appreciate that. We're going to keep it going down the line. I see my good friend. Next in line is the regular caller. He's a good guy. He's awesome. And he comes in every week. His name is Trevor Criswell. And we're going to bring him on right now so he can recite for us. So, Trevor, hello. You are on.
Hey, what's up, Indy?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm so happy that you are here with us tonight. I got a little worried when I didn't see you in the beginning. I said, where's my friend Trevor? He's always the first one. But I am glad that you made it tonight, sir.
Yeah, I took my son out today, and we kind of got a little pooped. I was, I think, by like 6 or 7 o'clock, I was passed out on the couch.
Okay, and you still came and called. I appreciate you for that. The dedication is awesome. You're very dedicated. You took a nap and you still made it to the show. I do appreciate that. So please tell us, Trevor, what you're going to recite for us tonight.
I'm going to recite a piece called Primitive. It's something that I just wrote recently, and it's dedicated to my friend Michelle, who is actually leaving in a week to move to South Korea and teach the English language to kids there.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations to your friend, because that's a beautiful thing for her.
Yeah,
but it is bittersweet because she's leaving.
But
that's thoughtful of you to write a poem in honor, and I'm very anxious to hear this. So here we go. Let's hear this beautiful piece. Dedicated to her name is Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, so this is for Michelle. Here we go.
And this is called Primitive.
All right.
The night was smudging its coal on the shadows of the landscape. As we trudged for miles, it felt like in the cold May rain, waiting for the drip to settle and mandate a drying of its overwhelming saturation of former plantations and Native American cave dwellings. We dragged our bare wet souls over the gravel that night, over a half mile to a darkened, damp, and frigid campsite. With no chance of a fire ablaze, we had only the strength of our will and our collective body heat to keep us from seeking out safety away from those hills. A fractured blue moon rose into the treescape. The forest spread out its arms and crowded our view, so only slivers shot through to our dismay. The birthday cackles tackled the scenes of our neighbors, as borrowed planks from the idea of chucked morning lion wood sank into ember the next day. We were dreaming lucid with eyes widened to the night, seeing fluently through pupils dilated with hallucinogens for our diet. We were wiser than our years, my collective of peers and confidants. And when dawn reared its bare chest, we invested our morning in laughing at the memory of sunset, curled up in tents with the intent of living less pretentiously. Pillows of hips and natural curves of an earthen bed that equipped sore bodies to stretch for miles unfettered before stumbling to outhouse latrines, or at least to the other camp that we had rented for space necessity. A breakfast of fiends, bacon, biscuits, camp-made hot sauce, and sausage gravy, and even steak and eggs, because I'm a fucking chef and that's how we roll out of the city. When we are clean of the curbside stained with tire tread lick, and the only red light I stopped for cautioned the oil of poison ivy's flick. Air traffic is a breeze, and the hoot of the owl signified another nighttime to sleep. He was careful to keep his distance, for his prey was creeping around our crossed knees. But even in the still of the day, some still lay, under moisture-resistant canvas spread out over the campus, on air rafts or sleeping bags, or even picking benches to snack on picnic naps, before hangovers attack and the hair of the dog is the first reaction, and we just say, fuck it, crack one open and drink away. Some of us lost our belly's contents when they became overcrowded by the fungus among us that we consumed, cursing loudly at the texture of the tincture we were about to experience vividly, and by measurement the integers were to rear their heads quickly. So we swiftly sank into the oneness of nature, playing favorites with meditative states and understanding spiritual equations, setting glow sticks ablaze in a phosphorescent vapor, and honestly quite possibly consuming a cancer-causing agent while cooking hot dogs with hot sauce on plastic glow stick-tainted metal grates. Oh, the behavior. Oh, the mind state. Where were our heads? I'll tell you where. Somewhere special. In memory of days spent with family and friendship. In a weekend that dictated how all of this time of our lives is so precious. End poem.
All right, all right. You know, I always get taken away when you recite. I'm always like in a dreamland. I love it so much. And I'm sure Michelle is going to love that. That was very beautiful, Trevor. Thank you for sharing
Thanks
that.
Thanks so much.
Awesomeness. And as always, you know, you are welcome to stay on. And if we have enough time, we're going to bring you back on. You can recite again, okay?
All right. I think I may have to call tonight. I think I'm going to get into bed. Thank you.
Okay. So no problem. You go ahead and get your rest. Thank you so much for taking time out to call tonight. I do appreciate
great
it.
Great talking
that was
to you again, Indy. And I hope everybody has a great night.
All right. Next week, I'll see you. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So that was Trevor Criswell. He recited a beautiful piece. It was called Primitive, dedicated to his friend. So what a lovely piece. We are rolling tonight. We have some wonderful recitals and still so many to go. I am loving it. Thank you to everyone who's called in thus far. And anyone else wanting to call, once again, the number is 646-787-8428. If you want to call in and recite, we got about 45 minutes remaining in the show. Okay, if you want to send in a spoken word audio to be played or send in a piece for me to recite, yes, 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 you can easily by emailing us. The email address is theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Guys, send in your work, and I got you. Well, right now, before we get back into these beautiful live recitals, we're going to go to an audio, okay? Let's go to an audio. Audio was sent in to me by a young lady. She supports this gentleman. He is an artist by the name of BZ Leaker, and this piece, this actual song is called Spotlight. So shout out to her for sending this in. We're going to go to this piece. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the recitals, guys. It's the Ink Spot Radio Show, Indigo Soul, Open Mic Night. Actually, when we come back, before I do get into the recitals, I have some written pieces. I want to get these written pieces off here. I'm going to read the written pieces as soon as we come back from this song. Then we'll get back into the recitals, okay? So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Let's listen to Spotlight.
Electromagnetic radiation. Whose life am I taking? Sacrifice to Satan. Might snatch a life just to make it. For the fame, I made some replacements. Don't quote me on all of these statements. That's inside of me, that Lord's dedication. To the day I'm dead and I decay, son. You never stop the kid with the case, son. Cause I'm lyrical bullets. What I gotta do to live to the fullest? Sell my soul, I ain't selling my soul. Rather wrap my finger on triggers and pull it. Better rush than I'm playing roulette with some coquettes. Looking like a zombie with a broke neck. And I never got thrown at. Set a gun, pose no threat. I ain't get thrown back. This my mindset when I'm making regrets. Reminiscing on these lines, but I'm trying to forget. All of a sudden, everybody wanna pay me respect. And talk about how I was up next. Then there's people like, who the new kid? With the rat game, dominant blueprint. I'ma go talk crap, be a nuisance. Beezy hit him up, he ain't say nothing new since. Do you really want war with a warlord or a Viking? Boy, I'm like Thor with the lightning. Like an air force with the striking. What's the new loose with it? No surviving. I ain't even seen light, they must be ultraviolet. People got me out here being ultraviolet. And I ain't never gonna stop till the on the silent. Commit suicide if you stand beside him. That's what it takes when you're working to become the greatest. You gotta have time with these jerks, they're just hating. We all in this race, and we on with the fame. You ain't blocking my lane. Spotlight, I'm taking. Spotlight, I'm taking. Spotlight, I'm taking.
Do you feel inspired? Shining down on you. This shit's not for everybody. It could really change you. Do you feel that spotlight shining down on you? This shit's not for everybody. It could really change you.
The bright light from the spotlight will change you. Won't have no guilt towards it. The only nigga to keep it 100, I'm Will or it's gotta be the Scott. Think I'm on that Scottish shit, I ain't built for it. I'm addressing, if you wore a skirt in the 80s, you'd have been killed for it. Not even a slap on the wrist, fashion itself is one big risk. So looking at my wrist, I swear this shit start glistening. To get where you at, you had to kiss a lot of ass. To get where I'm at, I had to kick a lot of ass. How you look at the glass determines your character. So on your behalf, mine's surpassed full. So your shit, that shit must be half. Got a thunderous flow whenever Zeus gets near me. 418, I'm the son of an Aries. So I laugh whenever a Titan wants to clash. When you fuck up, no one sees it from your point of view. Can't put my finger on it, that same finger gets pointed at you. There's a part of my heart that's dark from all the shit that I've been through. Never liked the spotlight, like the behind the scenes type of view. Sleepwalking is how I'ma follow my dreams, because it seems to be in my genes. I was sown this way, like I said, it seems to be in my genes.
Do you feel inspired? Everybody, it could really change you. Do you feel that spotlight shining down on you? This shit's not for everybody. It could really change you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ink Spot Radio Show, Open Mic Night. Yours truly, Indigo. So we are having a wonderful time tonight. That was a beautiful song that was sent in to me from a young lady who listens to the show, and she supports a young artist, and that artist's name was BZ Leader, and that song was called Spotlight. So shout out to him. Anybody wanting to send in a song, or you want to send in your audio, you want to send in your written pieces, I got y'all. All you got to do is email us, theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com, and we will play your music. We will recite your poems. We got you, okay? So we're back right now. Before we go to the next caller, we have one talented man who's been supporting the show from the beginning. His name is Romeo Denati. Very, very talented. We're going to bring him on shortly, but like I said, I have some written pieces that were sent in. So one of the written pieces that were sent in, I'm going to recite that before we go to Romeo, okay? And this piece is called Lies in My Head, and it was sent in to me from a friend who does poetry. His name is Hoslyn Hall, so Brooklyn, and he sent in this piece called Lies in My Head, and I'm going to read it right now, okay? So this is Lies in My Head by Hoslyn Hall, and it goes like this. Thoughts of your lies just running through my mind. The pain and the anguish couldn't subside. So I ride and ride till I fall down and cry. Oh, how I tried to stand back up. But these false wishes can't stack up. It's time to make switches. Turn good women into bitches. These open cuts are filled with stitches. Have you walked through the valley and ditches? Wishing my life could change. Driving fast cars and many riches. Then I say to myself, now step out of clouds. Don't be boastful and proud, forgetful of the struggle. The more pain, the less trouble. These are things that teach you to grow, and the positive seed you must sow. Things will be different, most made anew, from old buildings torn down, from whence you grew. You'll walk your path, and I'll walk mine, through the mist of forgotten time. Lies in My Head by Hoslyn Hall. Beautiful, beautiful. Love that, love that. I got some of my old school friends up here who I didn't know. I'm mad at them because I didn't know they had all these beautiful pieces that they had hidden away. And we've been knowing each other for years, but I'm glad they're bringing them out now. Shout out to Hoslyn Hall. Shout out to Terrell McBride. And shout out to everyone who writes poetry. I love y'all. Y'all are so talented, man. Y'all inspire me. All right, so we're going to keep it going with the recitals. Going to Mr. Romeo Denati. He's very talented. We've had him on several times. He's back. This is his first time back since the show came back on. So we're going to bring him on right now. Romeo, hello.
Peace, love, and poetry in the glow soul.
Yes, I've
been gone for a while.
Well, welcome back, and I can't wait to hear you recite. But before you do, please introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are, sir.
Well, I'm Mr. Romeo DiNatti, poet, spoken word artist, writer, and a traveling poet at the moment. In New York City. Shout out to William Washington. I was blessed to be able to do a Juneteenth program at Brooklyn, New York, Gershwin Park. And the theme of the evening was domestic abuse. Most people know me for my love, romance, and erotica, but I was able to be blessed to showcase the other side of my poetry. So I want to share that piece this evening.
Okay, and the title of this piece?
Her, His Story.
All right, Her, His Story. I like that. Okay, so here we go. Romeo DiNatti is going to recite Her, His Story. Here we go.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece is dedicated to my mother and all women who had to endure issues like this. And this is just my thoughts.
Here we go.
Her eyes see that I'm a gentleman, while her mind believes that I'm no gentle sin. But her heart must be drunk off gin to over repeatedly, letting his pain back in. No more regrets after the regrets. Only she hasn't made it to that stage in her life yet. So every moment from now, she try to climb up and out from being so far brought down to a bow that her knees touch the edge of her crown. Jews feel trampled by fools who walk aimlessly about town, searching for love amongst railroad underground. Castaways could have been here today, but they neglected to stay. Just one less day. If the truth sounds painful to hear, imagine how the example feels. Battered, bruised, black, blued, red, and hue, she had to heal. All too real. With no sweet lullabies to momentarily calm her nightly fears. Eternal cries, pain lie. Even deeper after truth is viewed as a lie. Yeah, flowers smell wonderful, but can't cover over the stench of a funeral when it's domestic violence homicide. No need to guess why the doves cry. Yell canary never sings and a tattered winged soul won't fly when one has to live with death on the inside. That's my thoughts.
Yes. Wow, that is it's heartbreaking. But you know what? We do need to hear poems like that because there are people who are going through things like that every day and they don't have a voice to actually express that. So we need people like you to send those messages out there. So I do appreciate that piece. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Appreciate it back. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Romeo. And before you do go, please let everyone know where they can check out your links and stuff, okay, real quick.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Romeo DiNatti on most social networks, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and everything else. I'm available for private shows, available for public events, specialties, love, romance, and elegant erotica.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, if you are interested in a private event and want to hear some beautiful erotica from Mr. Romeo DiNatti, please check out his links. He's very talented. Thank you so much, Romeo, and please come back.
It's good to hear you on the air again. Yes.
Awesome to hear you come back and recite with us. Thank you so much.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Romeo DiNatti with a beautiful, heartfelt piece about abuse and a lot of things that we go through in life. So I do appreciate you for sharing that. Okay. we're going to continue down the line. So many beautiful callers. Thank you to everyone who has called in. We're going straight down the line. So we're going in the order that you guys called up. Once again, remember, if you are just listening, that's fine. But if you want to recite, please press 1, and we will get to you. We're going to the next caller, and this is my buddy, my friend. He's representing Brooklyn, and he has brought so many people here with him for the last 3 weeks that he's been calling. And his name is the artist currently known as Prince A. McNally, and we're going to bring him on right now. So, Prince, you are on. So, hello.
Indigo, how are you, sis?
I am doing well, and how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm wonderful. Loving the show.
I am loving it, too. Thank you for your support, sir.
Oh, always, always.
All right. So, we have 2 poems for you from you tonight, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so before you do recite, please give everybody a little bit of a synopsis of who you are, sir.
Little synopsis. I am Prince A. McNally. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, born and raised. I'm a poet, spoken word artist. I'm currently working on my first collection of poems, Serenity Song. Hopefully, it will be ready in the next, give or take, 8 weeks or so. You can find me on Facebook, Prince A. McNally, and I post regularly there, so on my profile page.
All right, so guys. Okay, continue.
You know, and this first piece I'm going to do for you is, this is more like a love poem. The second piece is going to be something a little different, so I just wanted to try to change it up for you. But this is the piece I just wrote. It's still a work in progress, but I'm going to see how it flows. And it's called The Deafening Sound Of.
The Deafening Sound Of. Okay, here we go, guys.
As the summer breeze chases away the shadowed humidity, I lie here lazily in the beautiful comfort of your grace. My eyes slightly closed, I search for you. I search for you with joyful fingers, slowly tracing along the soft and warm edges of your sunny smile. I search for you in endless dreams enshrined with velvet traces of your aura. As the slow summer rain begins to fall, I wade in the cool waters of your timeless temperament. And still, I search for you. Deep beyond the surface of your smiling eyes and waning sunsets, slowly peeling away the rain-filled clouds which shield us from the sun, shining brightly with sparkling notions of hope, joy, and happiness. Blissfully, I stroll through silver linings, following the crumb trails to your soul. Only to find my heart dancing to the deafening sound of yours. In peace.
All right. I love that. Your voice is awesome. You have the perfect voice for spoken word. I do enjoy that all the time when you recite. Okay. So that one was, could you please repeat the title for that one again?
The title for this was The Deafening Sound Of.
Okay, that was awesome. And now you have another one for us. Can you let us know the name of this one?
Okay, this one's called Who Will Cry for Palestine?
Oh, wow. Who Will Cry for Palestine?
For Palestine.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
We, the people of America, blindly follow the leader, singing the false virtues of a paper democracy tattered with lies and hypocrisy, intricately woven into the fabric of our flag and our psyches, a flag we so proudly wave in the winds of blind patriotism. Every 4th of July, joyously we revel in our so-called freedom, while ironically the U.S. and our allies are shamelessly suppressing the rights to freedom in the third world countries around the globe. These countries suffer at the hands of our indifference, of our ignorance, of our silence, of our fear. Perhaps that's why no one speaks out against Israelis' constant bombings of Palestine. where tyranny reigns from dark crimson skies with the steady hand of an angry god. Whistling mortars from rocket launchers paint the terrain with a horrible picture of death. Scattered parts of burning flesh lie amongst fallen concrete and twisted metal. These attacks come and go like a passing storm, leaving in its wake a shattered people with shattered dreams in a broken, war-torn country, a country torn apart by the greed and savagery of their Israeli oppressors, and yet the tender minds of the children still flourish with dreams. They dream of growing up one day. For somehow they imagine themselves building a future in this chaotic world of mortar bombs and crumbling buildings. They dream of someday getting married and having their own families, but now they're just innocent children, playing children's games amidst crumbled ruins. Remarkably, their precious smiles and laughter seemingly override their fear of this hell in which they live in. For hell has become their playground, where buildings that were once their homes, their schools, their hospitals, and places of worship have been reduced to mere rubble and dust, the shattered remnants of war, of hate, of greed, and oppression. These crumbled buildings now serve as mass graves for the thousands buried beneath them, thousands of innocent civilians, women, men, and children, some who may never receive a decent funeral because their families couldn't find them or even identify them. And what of the survivors? Many of them children, some who have lost their limbs, some who were left as orphans. Who will care for them? Who will cry for them? We must not forget about them. We must say their names out loud. We must hold their bright, smiling faces in the palms of our dreams, if only to see them as human beings in our sleep. I want to know, who's crying for Palestine? Who's waving their flag for the world to grieve? Can someone please tell me, where's the consistency? Where's the overwhelming show of sympathy, of empathy, of solidarity? Where's the huge outpouring of humanity we so eagerly wore on our sleeves for the 160 or so people murdered in France? Where are the Palestinian flags overtly waving in our Facebook profiles, our Twitter pages, and our bumper stickers? Does the fact that those being slaughtered, the Muslims, subconsciously render these atrocities any less worthy, any less horrific? Poisonous seeds of ignorance and fear can often be blinding, thus numbing our hearts to the struggles of others. We must ask ourselves this question. To what degree does racism, fear, and religion influence our ability to actually see, to actually feel compassion and empathy for those who are truly suffering? And then we must ask ourselves why. Why is this happening? And where is the worldwide uproar? Where is the outcry to stop these outrageous bombings? Why are we turning a blind eye to obvious war crimes? Clearly, this is a case of genocide, ethnic cleansing. So why are we not angry? Why are we not outraged? Why? Why? Why are we not crying for the people of Palestine? In peace.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I want to say thank you for writing that, because a lot of people are suffering in the world, and a lot of them are overlooked. And Palestine is one, and a lot of countries in Africa and places like that are overlooked when tragedies and things like that occur. So I do thank you for sharing that. These are messages that need to be spread, and I'm glad that you are alert and aware and is doing that and is representing the voice for people who cannot speak like that. So thank you so much, Prince. You always bring that beautiful content. Stuff. I enjoy your work every week. Thank you for that one. That one really hit home. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you so
I appreciate
much.
It.
Yes. Always a pleasure. Please, please come back again next week and share with us some more deep stuff.
Sister, you don't have to ask me. I'm there.
All right. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful stuff right there. All right. So that was known as Prince A. McNally, representing Brooklyn, and he shared with us two very deep pieces, very heartfelt and real stuff that we need to be alert about in the world. A lot of stuff going on, and we need people who don't have voices. That's what poetry is about. A lot of times, we speak to those who can't speak. You understand? Our words they speak for those who are voiceless. So thank you to everybody. Once again, shout out to everyone who writes poetry. That's what I want to say. Everybody who writes poetry, y'all are appreciated. If not by nobody else, know that you appreciate it by me. Indigo Soul loves y'all. That was beautiful. Let's keep this show going. We got about 22 minutes remaining. Thank you to everyone who has called in, everyone listening online. Love y'all. Continue to support the show, okay? So we're going to keep it going. So many callers. I appreciate you guys. Y'all are live tonight. Let's keep it going straight down the line. The next caller, we're going in order. So thank you for everyone who's being patient. We're going to get to everybody before the show ends, okay? So we're going straight down the line. The next caller is from New York, and his name is Rome. So we're going to bring on Rome right now and see if he has something wonderful for us to recite. So let's bring on Rome.
Hello, hello. Good night.
Brooklyn, hello. All right, we're doing wonderful. This is your first time calling, so I want to say welcome. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I want to say great pieces by that brother. And this is no shade. He resembles Mos Def. And it's funny, he's from Brooklyn. But he has a witty to match. He's just as nice, man. Awesome pieces, man. Awesome pieces.
Okay. All right. So, Rome, could you tell us a little bit about yourself before you recite?
Sure. My name is Rome, and I'm a writer. Not much more
okay.
than that.
That's
I like
all we
to add,
know.
As well, share two pieces, or is that like a special thing that just happened?
Oh, he actually, no, because he asked earlier before I knew we were going to have these slew of callers, so that's why Prince did that. But right now we're going to let you share one because we have a whole bunch of callers, and if we do have time, I will definitely put you back on, okay?
Okay, no problem. I appreciate that.
All right.
I have a piece for you guys today. It followed up with the last brother that was before Prince. It went like perfect with it, so I was hoping I was after him. Because he has
Perfect.
A domestic violence piece. This is a
okay.
piece from an outside perspective, from another person's point of view, from an empathy standpoint, and it's called Memoirs of the Lost.
Here we go.
Rested eyes to set her mind black. Injected sleep through a vein to ease the pain when she lay her spine flat. As he, B, and they take advantage of time that they got what they pay, was invested to what she needed to coincide that. As another piece of her soul floated through eyes half open, did no remorse beckon her no emotion, while she lay her head amongst the pillow where her tears die at, until the time passed. She lay in bed broken where she no longer lay hoping, until the potion decided to let her mind back. In a dream deep in the same sheet she living a life at. Be the only time she reside where she can never mind that. The only place God can try to remind that faith's the only thing that you can lose, but it's you who it finds back. Such meaningful cause you can never try have. But at the age of 16, she shouldn't have to decide that. And over shadows of the men, she could never have seen self. So every end was a cold sweat, tightening her arm belt. Fighting to say no and crying for lost help. Trying to disregard what only can harm self. But so seductive is the charm, as her mind follows body, feeling her arms melt. The feeling to be detached, flustered, and discontinued. To just continue the cycle of what she hates. And the customer's never wrong, and the customer never waits. It's the base, and in this place, the customer's always right, even if it's a rape. Not much more that she can take. Whether or not she could, it's from the gate. But if home cannot provide, it makes it all fit out the soul they couldn't pride. And when a father tries to be a friend, and from a friend to lover, she's a shock, disgust, it's in her eyes, but every time he tries to touch her. And there's no place that she can hide in rooms where crack smokes the sky. The only thing that can confide within her mother, suffer is what it was. Suffer is what she did, and suffer through the abortion to know her father was the father of a kid. And the harder it all gets, you feel it'll be no wonder that she finds herself right where she is. But enough has been enough, and she's done nothing close to live. So she packs the little stuff she has to start over again. But towards the end, a running with the man from all the men, wanting to be 10, with 4 crumpled up 10s. But the customer is right, and no, this wouldn't do. He wasn't hearing that again. So forced was then pursued, but she's starting over new, so she's denying him again. Kicking and she's screaming, and he's choking to subdue. But there's nothing she would do. There's nothing she could do. He choked until she's blue. Lifeless in the street was like sleep amongst the sheets. In a dream where she resided, when her and faith can always meet. So never was there any time for time again to do. And death for so be free. And now she's starting over new memoirs of the Lord. And that's
yes,
that piece.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it, love it. Beautiful. Rome, thank you so much. We need pieces like that. Like I said, once again, you guys are so talented. There's a lot of Brooklyn people in here tonight, and I just want to say shout out to Brooklyn. I had to say that because I'm from Brooklyn. But, Rome, beautiful piece. Thank you so much. Please do not be a stranger. Call in. We're on every week for everybody. Rome and everyone, we are on every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys continue to call in. You are more than welcome, all right? So, Rome, thank you so much. That was very lovely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Definitely will do. But I do represent Yonkers. It's not Brooklyn. It's Yonkers. And I'll stay on the couch. I'll continue to listen. A lot of talented people, and I hope it's to share again.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Yonkers, okay? But, all right? Hey, that's New York. Shout out to New York, all right? That was very talented. That was a very talented piece. I enjoyed that. Please do not be a stranger once again. I have to say that, all right? And, yes, okay. If you're just listening in, I appreciate that, too. I appreciate your support. Okay? So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So Rome recited something beautiful, Memoirs of the Law. Nice. All right. We're going to keep it going. This show has been off the chain tonight, and the time is flying. It's been so many beautiful recitals. The time is just going. But, guys, don't worry about it, because the After show will be coming on directly after this show. And let me explain real quickly. Before I go to the next recital, which is Rhonda and Cherry. After show is going to be my Facebook Live post. If you've been paying attention to my page, you see that I do Facebook Live videos. So what I'm going to do after this show, I'm going to do a Facebook Live after show, which runs for about an hour, hour and a half. And I do feedback, and I give all the details and everything about tonight's show. I speak on all the recitals, everything. So, guys, stay tuned to my page, the Ink Spot, the Ink Spot Open Mic Night page, and also S.Hope page. And you will see S.Hope is live. When you see that, guys, chime in, comment, everything, anything you want to leave, any comments about tonight's show, anything in general, you can do that. Directly after the show, guys, I will be going live. So stay tuned for that. Let's keep the show going. We're going to a wonderful, talented woman who has been supporting the show from the beginning. She sings, she does beautiful poetry, and she is so talented. I'm going to bring her on right now. Rosalind, hello.
Good evening. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Good. All right, Rosalind, how are you?
I'm blessed. You know, I turn around, I missed a couple of your shows. I'm like, oh, my God, and things happen, but I'm here tonight. And so good evening to everybody. This is Rosalind Cherry, a.k.a. the Cherry Bomb, and my phone tonight is Struggles Too Much. So when you guys are ready, I'm ready. You ready?
Okay. All right. Can you just repeat the title for me once more?
Sure. The Struggles Are Too Much.
The Struggles Are Too Much by Rosalind Cherry. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
The struggle's too much. In a single day, she went right by you in the crowd. And there she was, walking by. Walk, 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 walking by. Holding on, she was crushed. Instead of looking up, she was looking down. She didn't even have it like that. She was lonely. No one to talk to. No one but sadness. And it held her down. Other day, when you go after me, put me down. Why you putting me down? Who would want to be? But the abuse was so real. Those cold nights, the marks you leave on a body, a woman made. That was gone. That was gone. Woman. That hurt. That was gone because of you, because of you. The children cry all the time. You see, you didn't want to take everything that was so serious. Why didn't you leave? No one should have to live like this in this dirt. Don't you ever want things supposed to be better? Why didn't you raise this? Why did you have to allow this for yourself? Why? You allow this for yourself. Can you turn away Everything could have been saved, but you was out there helpless. You took away the light. You stopped. What did you ever stop for? What about praying? Things don't need to change. Now the darkness came. Had to settle off. What the monster made those babies, and he never even cared for you. More bills were coming in, more than she can handle. And the children just couldn't stop crying. And that so-called sorry man was right there screaming, man, you shut up. You do what you're supposed to do. I ain't gonna help you. Where's your check? Where's them scales? Everything was all about me. What kind of man did you call for yourself? And what happened when there's no more food? Never mind, the children didn't even need to be fed. Another day, he slaps, he hits. Another day, she screams, 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 screams. Another day, he takes away. But her pain kept going on. She needs to be safe. And who's going to help her place her and the children in a safe place? Torn clothes, documents. The lights would turn on. Oh, no, oh, no. She prayed she had the fear of death. Smells no smells of food at all. No water to bathe the children. It was a mess. This troubles us too much. Not allowed outside. What are we going to do? Shut up. We don't have the handouts. You are that monster feeding me off your misery. I knew for some time that was going to be a crime the very day you came after me. But I had to have that harm's way. It came out to destroy me. Mm-mm. No more can I tolerate this. All the day is gone. She had to come back to reality. Mommy wants to live. She was reminded through her children's eyes. There's somewhere out there in this world. Mommy took a hold of our two kids and said, we're going to make it. And the monster was left out in the abyss. No more to harm them in peace.
Yes, I love your voice. I love your voice, Rhonda. Beautiful, beautiful piece.
And, you know, also, you know, to everybody out there, I do have some books, you know, and I love to write. Love and Life, you know, Forevermore. Thank you also to Kim, you know, Stephen Tomorrow, my author, Kim, my publisher. Secrets Behind, you know, The Door, okay, and Seduction of the Mind, Tasteful Erotica. Okay, also with Indigo. So what? The Ink Squad presents The Spoken Ink, okay? And also my first book, you know what I'm saying, that was, you know, another one with Inner Child Press, you know, my music, you know, music of my words. And I also, you know, and a lot of other different things with poetry and writing. And I just want to tell everybody, your pen is your weapon. Your pen is your life. Your pen is your passion. So you write. You have a thought, write it down. Write it in a notepad, but just keep writing. And like I said, I'm all over. I have a page telling you what you feel about poetry, a series page, Impact. I'm in over about 200 groups, administrators to several, but you're going to find me anywhere on Facebook. Make friends with me on Facebook if you don't already know. But sending kisses to everybody. Romeo, I heard you. What? And so many talented people, you know, so just keep doing what you're doing. And also representing for Black Ray, hey, fight the power, you know, like, I have nothing but love for everybody. And go, so you know how I feel about you. I love you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love you so much, Rosalind. You are a talented, beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And please do come back next week and share with us again.
No, I will. I got you.
All right. Thank you. All right, so Rosalind Cherry with a beautiful, beautiful piece. Her voice is amazing. All right, we are winding down, so let's continue down the line and keep it going. We have a few more callers here that we're going to get online here so they can recite. Let's go to 914, and I believe his name is Mahatma Poetry. We're going to Mahatma. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, blessed love. Blessed evening, Kareen. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. So tell us what you're going to share with us tonight, okay?
I have a new piece that I did that I called I Speak that I was trying to share with you guys tonight. But just let me just say a big shout out to Prince McNally, you know what I mean? You know, that's my man, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Shout out to Prince. Yes, he's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to jump into this piece I call I Speak.
I Speak. Here we go, guys. Mahatma poetry. I Speak.
As I stand before this podium, the vivid imagination of words transpires clearly as to be a witness, the visibility unapologetically, as a raging sounds from the four corners proclaiming thy innocence, but with an authority. A measuring rod that shall not be broken, remove the place for the weary souls refusing to speak, having the full understanding, they struggle. No voice which echoes beyond the distant shores with tears of joy, knowing no remorse, neither regrets, as I speak. I speak for the innocent babe suckling. The unwanted child who cries from the bottom of their mother's womb, asking for forgiveness, pleading for mercy, a chance to see thy daylight, not knowing what tomorrow may bring, but just longing for creation, to breathe the beautiful colors, pleading to me as I speak. Forbid them not to come unto thee. In a destitute world where there is no love, no mercy, mankind has hardened their hearts, refusing to crumble on their knees, consumed by luxury and vanity. As lightning rages engulfed by thunder, I do speak as in solitude for the love of your mother, much less sisters, as if not understanding your self-worth, Mother Earth. So you battered and abused with your force of brutality, rape, humiliation, confessing thy love, only in return of your indecisive action over and over again, as if, truly as if, the 9 kids she carries was not greater than the pain you have inflicted. As I speak, please allow me to speak for the unjust, the crippled, the handicapped, the blind you denied countless times, having clear vision to see yourself destruction. Your delusional world crumbles before you. Please allow me to speak as I speak, as if in defense, as if it was my last breath, my last ink. Knowing no tomorrow, no sunshine, falling rain. And when I speak, let it not be a vague imagination, but of true content, of a better place, no pain, no sorrow. Where the white doves fly is beautiful with sound evangelicals, where all souls are calm and free from your mental financial slavery. As I speak, please allow me to speak, for I speak indirect for the young generation. Oh, we constantly blame them as if to be in denial, for our action has become their reactions. The guns, the drugs was your reward. Yes, you have given them permission to shoot and kill each other with your weapons of capitalism. Yes, it did teach them. Oh, Mr. Babylon, woe be unto you, for now you must face destruction. In your fairy tale land of the rich and filthy, showing your love for the poor and needy, as I speak, please allow me to speak. For when I speak indirect whenever I speak. As I speak, I speak, I speak. Blessed love.
Wow. That is very, very beautiful. Thank you, Mahatma, for sharing that. That was awesome. You have a beautiful voice, and your lovely accent complements your word. So thank you. That was great. You speak. And once again, you guys are always – tonight has been great because everyone is speaking for the voiceless. Y'all have some very deep poetry tonight, and I am enjoying it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mahatma. Very well done. And please come back and share with us again. I enjoy it.
You're welcome. Welcome. Bless my
guest.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Take care. All right. So that was Mahatma Poetry with a beautiful piece called I Speak. Okay, we are winding down, so we're going to keep it going. Going to area code 713, and I believe this young lady name is Emily T. Davis. We're going to bring her on so she can recite. Emily, am I saying your name Emily or Amelia? I'm sorry. If I'm saying it wrong, please correct me. Hello, you on?
Good evening. It's Emilia T. Davis, but you would better know me as Poetical Angel Queen.
Oh, all right. I like that. Poetical Angel Queen. Well, welcome.
I'm formerly known as Poetical Angel Queen. We've been friends for a lot of years. I've been on your show previously.
Yeah. Did you have a different name? Your voice sounds familiar. I'm not sure about the name. I don't remember that. I know the voice,
right,
but I can't remember the name. Okay.
Yes, welcome back. I'm out of Houston, Texas.
Yes, I remember you. You had, I think, I know you by a different name. I know who you are. Welcome back. And thank you for
yes,
calling.
Yes, okay. Well,
I know, yeah,
so
I know you.
I'd like to shout out all the kings that did the domestic violence pieces. We need more of that. I, being a survivor, really appreciate the men coming out and speaking out. It was just phenomenal.
Definitely.
But I brought you a piece. It's called Father's Day.
Okay, and happy Father's Day to everyone, all the beautiful fathers out there. Okay, so Amelia is going to recite Father's Day. Here we go.
It is not a happy day for everybody. For me, it is a reminder every year how my father abandoned me. Just a sperm donor, not even a picture to know his face. I only have an outline of a man that was described to me. Sad thing is, if he walked up to me today, I would not even know who he was. More than likely, he's passed on. No more chances of a reunion. How could a man just walk away from his infant child, never to return? What kind of cold-hearted man would reject the fruit of his loins to leave a girl child unprotected in the world? No one to champion her, no one to guide her in life's way. Did he have more children? Did he stay around for them? What illnesses are in his family? All unknown answers. Yet I have found a father that is full of love and kindness, a father that has been with me from the beginning and will be there when I draw my last breath on earth, a father who is the greatest artist. He designed the universe, a father who sent my brother to rescue me from Hell's Gate, a father that is so interested in me, he knows the number of hairs on my head, a father that will protect me and guide me down all paths my life will take. What was behind me, I no longer care. My future is all that gives me joy. For one sweet day, I will see my father before me and will climb into his lap and give him a big hug and tell him face to face how much I love him. I will sing songs of happiness that I am with him till eternity's end. Who is my father? Well, it's Abba, the great I am. It is God this year and every year. You will find me in his house celebrating the day. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, and peace.
All right. This is a bittersweet poem. Well, we know that Father's Day is tomorrow, and a lot of people will be celebrating with their fathers, and some of us are not. So I do understand your piece and your standpoint. And some of us look to our father as God, you know. So your piece was very, 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 very strong and very heartfelt. I thank you for sharing that, Amelia.
You're welcome, and I'll try to get around more often, dear heart.
Please do. Because you have such wonderful words. Next week we're on same time, so please stop by if you can. I would appreciate that. You're awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Good night.
All right. Have a good night. Okay, guys, we are going into the after show. And what that means now, guys, everyone who is online, who is called in, are the only ones who are able to hear this part of the show because we have gone into the next segment. So what I'm going to do is, for those who did not get a chance to recite, we're going to go and allow you to recite, and then we're going to close it out, okay? Remember, those listening online, the show has ended, but for those who still want to recite, you can, because they will hear you in the after show. When it goes to the playback of the show, it's still recording, so they will be able to hear you on that part. So we have two more people that we're going to let recite, and then we'll close it out and go to the after show. So we're going to area code 509. 509, hello, you on?
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Laura. Hi. My name is Laura Romig. I'm a friend of Prince McNally's.
Oh,
and
yes.
Prince contacted mm-hmm. me tonight and asked me to call in and recite one of my poems.
Oh, yes. And thank you for calling for your first time. Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about yourself before you do recite.
Well, I am a poet, writer, artist, very common combination. I live in Dayton, Washington, in the Pacific Northwest. I have
mm-hmm.
been on several radio shows in Great Britain and have been lucky enough to win some international awards. And I'm working on a book now called Restless Heart.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, congratulations to you and for all of those beautiful accomplishments, okay? And thank you for calling.
Prince has helped me a great deal.
That's awesome. He's an awesome guy, and I'm glad he did send you to call in because I'm very excited to hear what you have for us tonight, okay?
All right. I write romantic poetry at the moment. I do other things, but right now I'm focusing on that because it will be in my upcoming book. So the poem I chose to read to you tonight, I wrote yesterday, and Prince hasn't even heard it, and it's called I Love to Dream.
So I Love to Dream by Laura. There we
Laura.
Go.
Laura. Romig, yes.
Romig,
I love
yes.
to walk alone. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
I love to walk alone where the wild things dwell, where there is silence except for the buzzing of the bees. As I lie in the grass and breathe in the beauty of a lovely summer day, where the butterflies kiss the beautiful flowers growing in the field, luminescent and bright. Enjoying the delicate petals, colors only Mother Nature can paint, lying back on green meadow grass, smelling its sweet fragrance. I dream of you and I wonder, are you thinking of me too? Surrounded by the beauty of the sunlight touching the trees, I smile seeing your face in the clouds and pretend to feel your warm embrace. I love to wander where the wild things dwell, lie back in the green meadow grass and dream of you.
That's beautiful. You have a nice, beautiful speaking voice. And I love
your piece. Thank you. Nice love poem.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And please please feel free to call back next week and weeks after that and recite anytime you want to, okay? You are welcome.
Oh, I would really love to do that. Thank you for the invitation.
Okay. You're more than welcome. And thank you so much for sharing that. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So Laura Roaming, she recited a beautiful piece. Before that, we had Mahatma. We had Miss Emilia. We had a lot of beautiful pieces. The show has gone into overtime. We are ending it tonight. I want to say thank you, a huge, huge thank you to everyone who called in tonight. We had a whole array of beautiful callers. Wonderful listeners, a lot of new guys. You guys were awesome. I thank you so much. The show is ended, but guys, stay tuned to my Facebook page because I am going to do the Ink Spot After Show, which is my Facebook Live video, and I will be giving feedback on tonight's show. So guys, directly after this show ends, make sure you go to Facebook and look for my video. It will say Indigo Soul is live. Guys, chime in. Thoughts on tonight's show. Tell me what you liked. Who did you enjoy? What do you want to see next week? Talk to me, guys. It was a wonderful show. Once again, thank you to all the callers, all the listeners, everyone who supports the show in general. I do appreciate you guys. You was wonderful, and I can't wait till next week to do it all over again. Make sure you guys are here next Saturday, same time, same place, Word 'Em Up Radio, the Ink Spot Radio Show, Open Mic Night with yours truly, Miss Indigo Soul. It was a beautiful night. Thank you to everyone. Guys, you were great. I love y'all, and I will see you guys next week. We're closing it out.
I want to say once again, peace, love, and poetry. Thank you to everyone, and stay tuned for the after show. We're going to play a little spoken word audio to close it out, okay? This one is from shout out to Cruel Intentions for sending in his spoken word audio. Shout out to Amen Sterling and everyone else who sent in their audios and written pieces. I love y'all. We're going to end it with Cruel Intentions spoken word piece called Influence. And we're going to the after show. Stick to my Facebook page, guys. All right. Have a wonderful night. Indigo Soul signing out. See you next week, guys. This is Cruel Intentions Influence. Good night.
Influence. Naughty notions of my pen coerce the raising of a message, allowing informative thoughts out to play. Sight and sound prove ineffective during the reception of a vibe only reachable by touch internally. One dance away from an ending, my hand graciously escorts my pen back to the pad for a session of code cracking in hopes of sustaining the wonder on my learning child's face at the revelation of our legend.
Spoken words of the poet essence. Dear streets, I realize now you never did anything for me. As I prayed for family, you preyed on my innocence and corrupted my sleep. I confused the adrenaline felt in my heartbeat for companionship. I misconstrue the unity for those racing trips to escape from my poverty-stricken genes, but guess what? You achieve misleading me. But I don't thank you, streets. Say, I can only sit in the seat reminiscing on the history. I can only breathe in short intervals and adjust to knowing brothers before me never got the chance to have this window view that I'm forced to see. The streaks pump blood as if blood was a common scenery like 666 before the purple and blue rain. The streets got hotels with souls and memorials like trains. And they say, to whom do I leave his remains? To whom do I leave his remains? We have more crackheads in our family than graduates. The average teen attended more funerals than graduations. And to think you'll just keep sipping your red tea being silent. You, street, you's a coward. You open doors on corner stoops, knowing only the affluent get by. You smash dreams at young boys with dads of teardrops and honors of shell casings. You promote territorial paper chasing rather than to create something your entire community can benefit from. You replace mothers as prostitutes and parade aunties and uncles as tricks. You call them thots and thugs and expect them to develop self-esteem. What bullshit, street? I call it quits. This poem is about you. I hope to start an epidemic where everyone is rebuking you. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent, and then scream how the system made you a statistic. You faded them into believing opening schools and fixing up classrooms is a wasted investment, because we don't help parents in need. We close our eyes, we close our eyes, we close our eyes and only see what happens after death touches our skin. When those teardrops become more powerful as the casket goes by, goes in, we cry. We cry with our hands to the sky. You are a hypocrite, street. I'd rather rent storage boxes and pass them out rather than to sing, this one's for my homie. You say I cannot become a man. sipping in dark clouds without useful legs to break dance, dab, and smile. I say my daughter won't learn to read if her father can't teach her how. So I drop my flag on these beats, and I clean the very sidewalk that led me to believe I needed strong legs and feet to conquer this universe. Now I wonder if you will see my eyes of pain before you catch me rolling again. Streets, you're dead. You're nobody's friend. Spoken words of the poet essence. Get him, fucker. That's Whitney.